I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. In the Jordanian capital of Amman today, there have been explosions at three hotels in the capital. More than five people have been killed and more than 100 wounded. Joining us now from Amman is Daoud Khatab. He's a columnist for the Jordan Times. And which hotels were hit, and what more can you tell us about these explosions?
The news now is that at least three hotels were being talked about, the Radisson Sas Hotel, and the Hyatt Regency, and a small hotel called Days Inn, which is in the Rabia area. The reports here are that the number of deaths has reached 20, but that has not been confirmed. And there is talk that in the Radisson Sas, which I think is probably where the biggest explosion took place, the reports are that it was a suicide car bombing. That's basically the information that's been available so far.
Suicide bombings are suspected in all three explosions?
No, nobody has commented on the other two.
And are the authorities saying that they have any suspects in terms of which group may be behind this?
The authorities are not saying anything. The suspicion is that, you know, simultaneous bombings like this are probably the works of the group, something like Al-Qaeda. They had threatened before, and there was an attempt in the port city of Aqaba about a few months ago, which was not a big success. So, you know, there was some expectations that they will try to do something again, but nobody expected that it will be in this capacity in these major hotels.
And any idea why now?
No. I think the hotels in the Jordan capital have been on a high sense of alert. There has been, I mean, virtually in the last 6 months, you couldn't park your car anywhere close to most hotels. So I suspect that they waited till somehow the guards went down a little bit. People were not as careful, but I really can't give, I don't know.
Now, Jordan is a strong ally of the United States and supports American policy in the Middle East. Is that significant, do you think?
Absolutely. I'm sure that the position of Jordan as a moderate country, as a pro-American country, and the fact that Jordan has an embassy for Israel and has a peace agreement with Israel. Also, there was talk until a few days ago, and actually until this morning, that King Abdullah might be participating in Tel Aviv in commemorations of Yitzhak Rabin. And the government was not confirming and not denying. And so that also might be an element.
Daoud Khatab is a columnist for the Jordan Times. He joined us from Amman. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And repeating the news, more than five people have been confirmed killed, more than 100 wounded in three separate explosions at hotels in Amman, Jordan.